048, me back next. I don't work your general manager for that particular.
I do a couple fun items to share. For government relations on May 28th, Laura Bunty, for the and strategic planning, hosted the second meeting of the new Pacific Northwest Strategic Planning Regional Coordination Group. I'm working on an acronym for that. The group was formed by Laura and several utility peers earlier this year. At the meeting, Laura shared insight into how SNOPA uses strategic foresight and scenario planning to drive strategy and how we track and manage execution. The group's purpose is to share methods, successes, and lessons learned to bolster the region's strategy development and execution skills and increase collaboration where appropriate. The group includes Seattle City Light, Tacoma Public Utilities, Puget Sound Energy, Eugene Water and Electric Board, Chelan PUD, Bonneville Power Administration, and Northwest Natural. Corporate communications. Last Sunday, the PUD participated for the first time in the Lake Stevens Pride event with the support of the Inclusion Committee. On the 20th, the PUD will participate for a second year in the Everett Pride event. On June 2nd, the education team completed the final field trip of the 25-26 school year. Over 100 fourth graders from Pioneer Elementary in Arlington. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the 25-26 school year coming this fall. Communication teams hosted nearly 20 communicators from utilities up and down the West Coast during WEI's CorpCom conference on June 2nd and 3rd. Conversations focused on customer messaging around resource adequacy, affordability, large loads, AI, and more. Attendees were also given a tour of Helion. And then just a couple other things from HR, June Hydration Challenge, the Team PUD Wellness Camp Challenge for Women is Hydration. From June 3rd through June 24th, employees are asked to aim to drink 90 ounces of water for women or 125 ounces of water for men at least once during the challenge. And then also, the district is welcoming 31 summer interns and summer hires across multiple departments, including engineering, information technologies, human resources, corporate communications, warehouse, natural resources, water, and generation. Program provides great opportunities to our next generation of workers to learn about our utility and explore potential career paths at the district. With that, take a drink of water, start your hydration.
Any questions for John, Commissioner Olson? You're breaking up.
Oh, no, I have no questions.
No, I have none. Thank you for the communication piece. I appreciate it.
Well, obviously, fun fact, I was the first PTSA president of Pioneer.
Oh, wow.
Another fun fact is one of the name recommendations for it was Johnny Cash on it, which might be a great name for a substation. All right, next is item five, items for individual consideration. 5A, consideration of a resolution. Consideration of a resolution considering, extra word, consideration of a resolution authorizing the senior manager of strategic partnerships and strategic accounts or her designee to execute electric pathway grant agreement between Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County and collected grantees for grant award pursuant to the district's Electric Pathways for Transportation Grant Program. I'll call for a motion.
Move approval.
Okay. Lisa DiMartino is available to answer any questions regarding the resolution. The board has been briefed and discussed on this topic at a prior meeting. Are there any questions or comments, Commissioner Olson?
I have no questions.
No questions. Thoroughly briefed. Okay, and I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye. I didn't hear your vote, Commissioner Olson.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion passed unanimously. Next is 5B, consideration of a resolution declaring certain timber associated with the Jackson project surplus property as authorizing its sale. I'll call for a motion.
Approval.
Lionel Lazar is able to answer any questions regarding the resolution. Are there any questions or comments, Commissioner? I'll start with you, Commissioner Olson.
I have no questions.
All those in favor?
I have no questions either.
Neither. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed unanimously. Next is 5C, consideration of resolution authorizing the Chief Operating and Legal Officer Distribution of Engineering Services, Public Utility District Number 1 of Potomac County, to execute Amendment Number 4 to a lease agreement with BNSF Railway Company. I'll call for a motion.
Move approval.
Nick Johnson has hung in there and is available to answer any questions if we have any. Are there any questions or comments, Commissioners?
I have no questions.
Yeah, this is very fresh in our minds since we discussed it this morning. All right, I will call for a vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Olpinate, and hear your vote.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed unanimously. 5D, consideration of a motion accepting the first quarter 2026 financial conditions and activity monitoring report.
I move acceptance.
Okay. Sarah Bond is available to answer any questions regarding the report. Are there any questions or comments?
I have no questions.
Double check to see. Yeah, and I have no questions. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor of acceptance say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed unanimously. Next is Commission Business 6A Commission Reports. Are there any reports, Commissioners?
I have no reports.
Commissioner Olson, do you have any reports?
No, I do not.
Okay. Next, we'll move to 6B, our commissioner event calendar, which starts on page 251 of our packet. Are there any changes to the commissioner events calendar? Not hearing any. Okay, we'll move to 6C, our April 2026 district performance calendar, which is page 293 of the packet. Are there any questions or comments, Commissioners?
I have no questions.
No.
I'll just note that our OSHA injuries are in the green, which is nice.
Yeah, just a couple comments.
Yeah.
This, I believe, is the first dashboard that shows our new blue sky metrics on the reliability scoreboard. We do have a presentation coming. Is it next? The reliability presentation, Allison, the next? Yeah, so on June 23rd, and they'll go into more detail to kind of explain the definition around the blue sky metrics, how we came up with that, and just give you a lot more information. But that's exciting for us. Also, you will notice a significant increase going around the wrong direction on the PVAs, preventable vehicle accidents, and we do have some initiatives in play to address that issue. That's an FYI.
Thank you. Looking forward to the blue sky. Guess we decide to wait for blue sky day.
Yeah.
Okay, any other things on item 6C? Move to 6D, our strategic plan quarterly update on page 261 of the packet. Any questions or comments, Commissioners?
No.
Commissioner Olson, do you have any?
No. No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I don't either. Okay. Next, we'll move to 6E, our 2026 financial status report. There's not a presentation with this, right, Alice?
There is one in the report, or in the packet.
In the packet, yeah, your microphone. Any questions, commissioners, about the financial status report?
No.
Commissioner Olson?
No, I don't.
Next, we move to 7, governance planning. 7A, our governance planning calendar. This is on page 322 of the packet. Looks like we have a full, another pretty full agenda for the 23rd. Any changes to governance planning calendar? You know, my only question, I guess it's a question for John, is we had a lot on the plate today. I think probably at least one of those things could have been moved another day. You know, we added a limitation to ourselves by trying to do meetings starting at 9 and getting done. It's part so that staff didn't have to come back in the afternoon, which of course meant today they had to wait. Are we looking at these to for things that we could necessarily? I'm looking at the following one in July. I don't know, maybe that'll take more than that.
Can I just jump in?
Yeah, please do.
So, you know, there's also other people in the works that I've had conversations with that will be adding to those other meetings as well. So if we move, if we start moving these all, then we're still going to, every meeting's going to be full and we're going to continuously be moving things.
Okay.
Yeah, we try to be intentional on trying to balance out kind of the agenda, because if you recall, earlier this year, a few months ago, we had very little on the agenda.
Yes, I do.
It's just trying to manage the timing of when things need to come to the commission, as well as those that don't have any specific time frame. It's just informational.
Right.
How do we kind of balance all that? So we'll continue to work on it, but we don't have extraordinarily heavy days like today.
Well, it is now. So, is there anything else to come in for the commission? Okay. Hearing none, it is 1:01 p.m., and we are adjourned.